This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Lift up your heads, O you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. A lively hymn of praise there by the Preston Wood Choir and Orchestra, singing a song based upon Psalm 24, verse 7. Let's put these words together with a similar passage from the prophet Zechariah 9:9, which says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass." Well, what have we got? We've got words written hundreds of years before Jesus lived on earth, words which remind us as Christians of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. St. Matthew tells us he was hailed as king, as son of the Jews' most famous king, David. This Sunday is one Christians call Palm Sunday. Graham Kendrick tells us to make way for him.
Make way, make way,
make way, make way.
for the King of Kings.
For the King of Kings.
Make way, make way.
Make way, make way.
For the King of Kings.
For the King of Kings.
Make way, make way for Christ the King. His splendor arise. Fling wide the gates and welcome thee into your lives. Make way for the King of Kings. Make way, and let his kingdom in. He comes the broken hearts to heal, the prisoners to free. The deaf shall hear, the lame shall dance, the blind shall see.
I just can't picture Jesus with a smile on his face the day he rode into Jerusalem. Despite the crowd celebrating and going wild, waving their palms, spreading their cloaks in his path and shouting their praises, what was he thinking? He must have been aware as he looked ahead through the city gates ahead of him and beyond that not only was he caught up in the middle of ancient prophecies being acted out, but also that suffering and a grave lay ahead. He'd already told his disciples as much. Now, some will call this a self-fulfilling prophecy. After all, Jesus chose to ride the donkey into the city, but the rest couldn't have been engineered. But here was a fickle crowd indeed. Just a short while later, the people were demanding Jesus' death by crucifixion. What was it that made the tide turn against Jesus in that short space of time? Let's listen to today's reading from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, verse 28 onwards, which tells us all about that entry by Jesus into Jerusalem. After he had said this, Jesus went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When Jesus had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.'" This next song is a beautiful Israeli song which was used for the film The Gospel of John. It's called Baruch Haba B'Shem Adonai, meaning, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, hallelujah. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, hallelujah.
People had long expected a Messiah, a warrior king, someone who would put an end to the Roman occupation of their land, and who better than this worker of mighty miracles who could motivate the people, feed them, heal them, and now even raise dead people to life. But not all were convinced, however, that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah king. Among the people were the elders of the people, elite and learned, who looked on Jesus as an impostor and a troublemaker who could well bring disaster down on all their heads if support for him grew. They may well have been terrified that such crowd chaos might cause the Romans to move against their people, even the temple itself, and they were its guardians. They had to do something. I can understand their fear, can't we all, in these uncertain times we live in? Caiaphas, their high priest, said to the elders, "Don't you realize it's better for you that one man should die for the people than for the whole nation to be destroyed?" His very words had a prophetic ring to them, for Jesus did indeed come to die. He was one who, by his sacrifice, would save the whole world from punishment and death by taking their sin upon himself. Similar people still line his route today. The antagonist, the skeptic, the indifferent, and the fearful. Let's listen to those contrasting voices in our next choice of hymn from Jesus Christ Superstar. Here is Hosanna.
Oh, to be quiet. We anticipate a riot. This common crowd is much too loud. Tell them all who sing your song that they are fools and they are wrong. They are a curse. They should disperse.
Nothing can be done to stop the shouting. If every tongue was still, the noise would still continue. The rocks and stones themselves would start to sing. For yourselves, for you are blessed. There is not one of you who cannot win the kingdom. The slow, the suffering, the quick, the dead.
Some Jews have come to believe today in Yeshua, Jesus. Many still watch out for the arrival of their Messiah still. According to Jewish tradition, they believe the Messiah will come down from the Mount of Olives and enter Jerusalem through the Golden Gate. This gate used to be the main entrance to the temple area. But this is the exact same route that Jesus did take on the day he rode into Jerusalem. It's interesting that this gate is the only one of the eight gates in the wall that surround Jerusalem that's sealed off completely. This east gate was walled up and sealed off by its Muslim conquerors, the Ottoman Turks, with great stones in 1530 AD. The week that followed must have been such a letdown to those who had expected Jesus to act immediately and with force. At the beginning of the week, Jesus had driven buyers and sellers out of the Holy Temple, angering the religious leaders, and later on in the week he was arrested and led away like a criminal and tormented in the most humiliating way. By the time he was presented to the crowds on the day we call Good Friday, he looked nothing like their mighty king. The people must have wondered, where is this man's power to work wonders, and where is his power to conquer the enemy? The callous and cruel Romans were still in charge and nothing had changed. This condemnation of Jesus by the religious leaders and the Romans left the crowd convinced that Jesus was indeed an impostor. So by the end of the week, they turned against him and were demanding that he should die for his blasphemy. Only a brave person would have wanted to stand by his side and face the same fate. This next song invites us to take up our cross and follow Jesus. Here's another one of Pete Scott's beautiful songs, and it's always such a privilege to sing them. Come to Calvary.
My father chose to fire an arrow at a piece of dust a world away. The way is long, the road is narrow, and we are just, oh, so we say, come to Calvary, carry this for me. See truth in pain, gain in loss. Jesus, come to Calvary. Kiss the cross. I am a child who knows no hatred, who sees a cruel place and wonders why the gate is closed, where love has waited so many centuries only to die. Come to Calvary, carry this for me. See truth in pain, gain in loss. Come to Calvary, kiss the cross. I am the poor who go unaided. Strives alone, who looks for food, sees wealth paraded, who looks for charity and finds a stone. Come to Calvary, carry this for me. See truth in pain, gain in loss. Come to Calvary.
So Jesus, who was entirely innocent, was condemned to die. No one stood by him. His disciples had run away. No one spoke up for him. No one acted on his behalf. But many grieved because they loved him so. Some were heartbroken because they had let him down and deserted him. Jesus stood alone. Even his friends were not there. Brother Raymond, a Franciscan monk, once said, "How easy it seems to take a crowd captive. From the armchair of our comparative democracy in the West, we can look at television pictures of Eastern Europe and further afield to the third world countries and other cultures and traditions, and sit in judgment upon the persecuting bloodlust of ethnic cleansing, corrupted elections, military regimes and wars across diverse tribes and nations, where people are manipulated by the power-hungry few." But he also goes on to say, "The injustices and inequalities are on our own doorstep, within our own politicians and religious leaders of all parties and denominations, and in our own hearts, yours and mine." Really? Are we willing to look at our own sinful behaviour and make a change? And who will stand up for Jesus today? Let me finish with a very short prayer. In all that lies ahead, Lord Jesus, whatever the future may hold, may I prove faithful. Please abide with me always. Amen. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick saying goodbye. We're out of time, I'm afraid, but thank you so much for joining us this morning. Andrew, would you like to say goodbye?
Bye, everyone.
Have a good week, everyone. We're going to finish with Matt Redman's Abide With Me. Bye for now.
I have a home, eternal home, but for now I walk this broken world. You walked it first, you know our pain, but you sure hope can rise again up from the grave. Abide with me, abide with me. Don't let me fall, and don't let go. Walk with me and never leave. Ever close, God, abide with me. There in the night, Gethsemane, before the cross, before the nails, overwhelmed, alone you prayed. You met our sin, our suffering, and bore our shame. Abide with me, abide with me. Don't let me fall, and don't let go. Walk with me and never leave. Ever close, God, abide with me. Oh, love that.